The Accident by C.L. Taylor.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. 22nd of April, 2012. Coma. There's something innocuous about the word. Soothing, almost in the way it conjures up the image of a dreamless sleep. Only Charlotte doesn't look as though she's sleeping to me. There's no soft heaviness to her closed eyelids. No curled fist pressed up against her temple. No warm breath escaping from her slightly parted lips. There is nothing peaceful at all about the way her body lies. Prostrate, on the duvet-less bed, a clear tracheostomy tube snaking its way out of her neck, her chest polka-dotted with multicoloured electrodes. The heart monitor in the corner of the room bleep, bleep, bleeps, marking the passage of time like a medical metronome, and I close my eyes. If I concentrate hard enough, I can transform the unnatural chirping into the reassuring tick, tick, tick of the grandfather clock in our living room. 15 years fall away in an instant, and I am 28 again, cradling baby Charlotte to my shoulder, her slumbering face pressed into the nook of my neck, her tiny heart outbeating mine, even in sleep. Back then, it was so much easier to keep her safe.
Sue, there is a hand on my...